little Childish Gambino, just it gives you that feel, like that gritty Chicago feel, even though it's Atlanta.
We're the same.
The same.
Chicago, Atlanta.
Mike Fouché in studio, as he is every Wednesday night from the Daily Line. You can get it at thedailyline.net.
Yep.
A lot to talk about tonight. Of course, Chicago news, the Department of Justice saying that they're going to put out their report on the Chicago
Police
Department.
They will not confirm it, but it's a leak.
They say Friday is going to be the day. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about a big bond issue, some more borrowing for the city of Chicago. I mean, we could probably talk a little bit about how the lame duck session in Springfield was exactly that,
right.
Once again.
Quack.
A quack. And, but I mean, but for you, I mean, what an interesting 24 hours. I mean, from a story that sort of began with CNN that then was
just exploded.
A BuzzFeed, essentially, document drop, to Barack Obama at McCormick Place, to the press conference this morning for political junkies, and I would say anyone who's really interested in news, this was a tremendous 24 hours.
somebody tweeted this morning, in 50 years, a history professor will have a college class called January 10th, 2017.
Right.
You know? I mean, the amount of stuff that happened yesterday is kind of off the chain. But, you know, yay, Barack Obama, good speech. You know, let's set that aside. I mean, it was a good speech.
If we can really quick on that speech, because it was really, once again, such a tremendous speech in terms of how it was delivered, the message, everything in between.
Yeah.
It's funny because my Republican friends will say that is that is the problem with Barack Obama, is that he will make these speeches and make Democrats or liberals tear up. And then he goes and does the exact opposite behind closed doors.
Right.
That's what they say. Like that, he plays power. He
does
things. Now, obviously, there's no behind closed doors anymore because he's done. So everyone is okay with their tears today.
The door is closing.
The door is closing. But that has been sort of the rub on the legacy of Obama. We were going to talk about it on Monday night with the guys from Touche. But this concept of he sends this this message of this, you know, hey, I'm all about yes, we can. Together, we're united. And then he goes behind closed doors and does exactly what every politician does.
Don't mix it up, man. He's a hardcore, you know, I mean, he's a tough guy. And, you know, I think that that was a big underestimation that was made earlier on. But, you know, before his speech came out, this document, this 35-page document dump from BuzzFeed, which came from, and it has now been substantiated, it was generated by a private security company, primarily by a former British intelligence officer who had spent a lot of time in the Eastern Bloc and in Russia and has lots and lots of sources about a series of claims and allegations of Trump's entanglements with Russian finances, with some perplexingly interesting sexual peccadilloes that may have been captured on film by the Russians that Trump engaged in, and a whole series of other things, but also stating that throughout the course of the campaign, Trump and his organization had regular contact with the Russians. And what's interesting about the document, and I strongly recommend people to go to BuzzFeed and download this thing and read it for yourself. It'll take you about half an hour to read it, and it's in very plain language. Each of the different sections are dated, and what's really kind of amazing is that there are some things that he says are about to happen or are going to happen in the Russian government, and then a few days later actually did happen. And we know that this document was created and that it was created on these dates.
It also was created as opposition to research.
I
mean, automatically it's a biased document in the way
that it was done to
undermine Donald
Trump. The big thing, though, is that it doesn't come with sourcing material. It doesn't say this allegation is because X, Y, and Z says so. This thing is because A, B, and C told us. Here is the proof document that says so. And there are some things that he gets wrong. He misspells the name of a number of organizations.
Mm-hmm.
He accuses the Michael Cohen, who is an attorney connected to Trump, of going to Prague. Michael Cohen now says that he wasn't actually in Prague and that it was actually a reporter named Michael Cohen that was in Prague meeting with Russians. So still, though, you know, that's minor stuff.
So let's fast forward to today. What we saw today, the first press conference since July by the Trump team, right? Donald Trump, Mike Pence, others involved. You know, it was interesting because there was it started off, at least they didn't sort of sugarcoat it. Sean Spicer got up on stage and right off the bat, he went after the media organizations that would publish such unsubstantiated lie.
Right.
He talked about CNN, but he also talked about BuzzFeed. Now,
calling it a left-wing blog.
A left-wing blog, which is not true. That's not what it is.
Yeah. I mean, an organization that has, I think, the fifth largest amount of visits of any news organization in the world.
So for the – and I guess I say this from I consider you and I, and we've had these conversations, to be pretty literate when it comes to the media. And I do know that BuzzFeed is not the same BuzzFeed that jumped on the scene 10 years ago with cat videos.
Yeah.
They put a lot of money into investigative reporting and political reporting. But to make that distinction, Sean Spicer, the Trump press secretary, to make that distinction right off the bat tells me they are on the offensive to discredit BuzzFeed.
Absolutely.
As opposed to deal with what's actually in the document.
And later in the press, so CNN also had a story today about that document, although they didn't publish the document. And during the press conference, CNN reporter Jim Acosta attempted to ask questions, and Trump refused. And he kept saying, no, I don't get to answer your question. You are fake news. He called CNN fake news. And, you know, that is pretty amazing. And there's also a story that apparently Sean Spicer told Jim Acosta that if he, during the press conference, that if he attempts to ask another question, he will have him removed, which is mind-blowing.
Yeah, and you've seen Shepard Smith from Fox News come out and say we have to have, sort of all stand behind journalists as they try to ask questions. I mean, there's been it's just, I guess, Mike, what I ask you from your, you know, putting on so many different hats from a political reporter, but also as someone who's seen and observed and written about media. This is an interesting day because Donald Trump has almost declared a little bit of a mini war, if you were
well,
on the media.
He's declared a war with the media, and he's also declared a war on the CIA. You know, he said intelligence agencies are not reliable and are liars, which is kind of mind-blowing. You know, you don't get in a fight with the CIA. They know more than you do, and they have lots of ways of passing that information on to people that you don't like. But, you know, what there's a lot of discussion about whether or not BuzzFeed should have released this information.
Right.
You know, put that aside for a minute, and I know we should
talk about that after the break, but go ahead.
One of the things that really concerns me here is that throughout the press conference, Trump kept denying, saying that this is fake, it's not real, the whole document is false. You know, back in 1997, those of us that were around, and I was working in the Clinton administration at the time, so I remember very clearly, was Bill Clinton saying about Monica Lewinsky on television in a press conference, I did not have relations with that woman.
Right.
And then a couple weeks later, there began to be whispers, and I heard it before it hit the press, that there was a blue dress that had a semen stain on it. And, you know, today, this morning, Jim Warren, who had been the bureau chief for the Chicago Tribune, wrote a story about how he was under a lot of pressure to publish it, and they resisted and resisted and resisted, and then CNN published it because everybody in D.C. knew about this. And so then the Tribune felt that they had to publish it, even though it was unsubstantiated. Nobody had actually seen the blue dress. But then, lo and behold, the special prosecutor at the time, Kenneth Starr, got his hands on the blue dress, and then everything collapsed for
Clinton. So the idea of this unsubstantiated, this unverified. Yes, when we're in a position of telling the news and it's circulating and people know about it and most news organizations had this document, the idea that just because it hasn't been verified doesn't mean it's necessarily worth looking into
or
is
that
really
it's not
where
true.
We're at.
We just don't know. And I think what's incredibly dangerous for Trump is that this package of allegations is way bigger than a blue dress. The blue dress is just one thing. This package of allegations is like 20 or 30 things. And there are, I guarantee, hundreds of people that are working on this, trying to determine the reality, the truth, the veracity of each of these allegations.
Yeah.
And if just a third of the allegations turn out to be true, and Trump has already gone on record saying none of it is true. It's all fake news. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Mike Fouché, the dailyline.net in studio as he is every Wednesday. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. I do want to talk about BuzzFeed and the even the argument that the editor Ben Smith had with Chuck Todd on I guess it was Meet the
Press. Yeah,
they just had a special
Meet the Press Mondays.
Meet the Press,
every
whatever
day,
it is. Yeah, it was a very interesting conversation about the role of journalists and the role of organizations when it comes to being transparent with the story before you actually publish, and that's where journalism seems to be moving. Mike Fouché in studio with me. We'll take a quick break. Stay with us. It's a download here on 720 WGN. Mike Fouché in studio. Wednesday night, we're talking about the stories today in politics. Not local. It's national has been the big story. We'll get to the local stuff because there is stuff to talk about.
National's so big.
I think the big story here is media story for me. The hashtag fake news, the way that fake news has been used all day today.
Right.
Whether it be from the press secretary to the president himself, accusing CNN of fake news, yelling fake news. You know, there's been this new trend of fake news you see on social
media. Well, I mean, it's legitimate.
And it's legitimate.
Yeah.
Today, it's not legitimate.
No.
This is they're not using the phrase fake news in the right way.
They're not. I mean, I think what we're looking at here is a document that is a series of allegations, and we know who the person is that made the allegations. We know their background that's made the allegations. And the other thing is that there are now people who are investigating to see whether or not these allegations are real. I think that if you were going to talk about this in the terms of a court case, this would be, you know, in a court case, there's an indictment that's made. In the indictment, there's a series of allegations. Now it has to go to court and has to be substantiated and shown to be true beyond a reasonable doubt. And so now I think that's the process that we're going through with the media. And that Trump he's okay, the indictment has been made. How do you plead President-elect Trump? He says, not guilty. It's all completely untrue. All of it, all the counts, everything. So, you know, that's really kind of where we're at. We're now in a court. The press is attempting to substantiate and determine the veracity of these various
allegations. Now, we were talking about this, about the BuzzFeed editor Ben Smith and Chuck Todd arguing today on Meet the Press Wednesday or whatever it was. It is interesting because it was a question about whether or not to publish the material, to publish the document. CNN did not. BuzzFeed did. Many of the news organizations from the New York Times, the Washington Post, they refused to do it. Chuck Todd made an argument to Ben Smith that it's their job as reporters to take that source material and verify it before they go. Ben Smith's argument in BuzzFeed, which is sort of a 2017 argument, is, you know what, this is a new world order and transparency wins the day. We can't say we're going to sit on this story and just keep it because it's, you know, and just sort of wait until it's substantiated because, you know, that is actually sort of not giving the people –
I think
the truth.
I think the problem with the older system, which is that a news organization would take an allegation and then review it and review it and review it until they felt that it was airtight, is that the ways in which this information could find its way into the hands of the general public were a lot fewer. And now that we're in a world of a gajillion blogs and Twitter and all kinds of other stuff, it's going to get out there. And already it had been widely circulated in Washington. And many, many reporters had it. It's not as if there were a few
national
security
reporters that had gotten it. And to be fair, and I think that this is fair because I believe that it was mischaracterized by the president-elect and his press secretary. The article, and Ben Smith put it right at the top of the BuzzFeed article. This is the document that is going around Washington and other places.
That's right.
There are some questions to its to whether or not it's true.
Right.
We already know there are a couple errors in it.
Right.
And then BuzzFeed just essentially, like the CNN piece, talked about how this is sort of, you know, this is the document that was put together that was briefed.
Right.
That, I mean, it wasn't, it's not like they're going through and parsing through each one and saying, this is true, this is true, this is true. That's not what's happening.
They're just
delivering this. And they say, and Ben Smith says, this is for the American people to make their own judgment.
And it was also a document that had been provided to President Obama, President-elect Trump, as well
as the FBI, Senator John McCain,
the four leaders of intelligence committees in the House and the Senate. And so it had been widely disseminated. And I think that what BuzzFeed was really recognizing is that this stuff is already out there, and that it just needs to be put into a dialogue under a more reasonable discussion publicly.
Do you think, Mike, I mean, I'll just ask you your opinion. Do you think that there was a right move, if it was an ethical move by BuzzFeed?
Absolutely. You know, at the Daily Line, we have a policy of publishing original documents. And we publish a lot of original documents of all kinds. Some are directly from the government. Some come from other places. And I think that's one of the reasons why our readers value us. A lot of news organizations don't do that. Cranes does a lot of times, sometimes not so much. Tribune, not so much. I don't really know why. I think that it's largely because a lot of news organizations believe that they're still in a arbiter role, that they're supposed to be telling readers what it is that they need to know. Well, I mean, we already read it. You don't need to know the rest.
And there also has to be some, I mean, there is some journalistic fact-checking when it comes to whether the document is real.
Yeah.
If it's a hoax. Yeah. If anything in that document is libelous.
Right.
Or in the place where there could be some legal ramification to publishing it.
Absolutely. And I think that you do need to do that. You don't just publish everything. But we're now in a world where individuals are craving information in order to be able to make their own decisions. And whether or not you agree with their decision-making process, that's a whole other thing.
Mike Fouché from the Daily Line in studio. We'll take a quick break. We'll get an update on tonight's news. We'll come back and let's talk about the Department of Justice report that's leaked, that it's coming out on Friday about the Chicago Police Department. And also, if we can sneak in about bond issues.
Big money, billion-dollar bond.
Big money, billion-dollar bond being asked for this, what is it, Thursday, tomorrow?
Next week.
Mike Fouché in studio. Stay with us. It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Coming up at 8, right after the break here, we're going to talk with Shep Gordon. Supermensch, they call me Supermensch, is his new book, a memoir, Backstage Pass to the Amazing World of Film, Food, and Rock and Roll. That's coming up. Mike Fouché, still here, thedailyline.net. All right, so let's talk about the Department of Justice is going to release, allegedly,
right.
It's leaked that they're going
leaked.
To... They're
and
going
I, and to, I talked to them today, and they would not confirm nor deny, but they said, if we have something that's going on, we'll send you a release.
So what is... I mean, now you're hearing more outlets, news outlets, leaking what's in the actual report.
And
what are we hearing?
There was a story, I believe, in the Sun-Times this afternoon that... an official from the Department of Justice... No, I'm sorry. From ABC News, an official from the Department of Justice said that in the report are numerous specific examples that the DOJ witnessed of unconstitutional activity by the Chicago Police Department, which could be all kinds of things.
So stop and frisk kind of stuff to
from stop and frisk stuff, or you know, in Newark, if you read the report that DOJ did on the Newark, New Jersey Police Department. They were doing things like they were clearing corners. And so they were telling people, get off this corner. You can't stand here, which is a violation of the right to assembly.
Now, I mean, when you say unconstitutional behavior, that comes across as ominous and nefarious. But
if it is
as simple as clearing corners, that's police do that. And sometimes, yes, they do violate gangbanger's constitutional rights. But that's going to be something that's a gray area in the sense that they're trying to keep the streets safe.
I think that's a bigger question. And you know, the thing about the Newark report is that it was also accompanied by DOJ officials witnessed police officers doing street side body cavity searches of people for no reason whatsoever. You know, so those things were gross violations. If we see that sort of stuff in Chicago, that'll be another story. Yeah. I'm not sure that we will.
So that should be coming out on Friday. They'll probably be releasing it at 5 o'clock because we'll all be...
No. I think DOJ is controlling this, so and they want
maybe
everyone
earlier.
To make sure that they hear it. So I'm going to bet that it's going to be sometime in the morning on Friday.
There you go. So we'll talk about that next time you're on as well. I mean, that's been long awaited, and check out thedailyline.net that day because you guys will be all over.
We're gonna write about this like mad.
All right. So let's talk about the city council and city hall. We saw Rahm Emanuel. I think last night was the first time I've seen him smile at the Barack Obama.
Yeah, last night
when he had a grin ear to ear, and I'm like, who's that guy?
Right.
Oh, that's the mayor. Okay.
Right.
Sorry, he's not
happy
scowling.
Rahm.
Yeah. But Rahm Emanuel and the city of Chicago going back to to bonds. I mean, they want, they need more money.
The city, you know, regularly does bond issues, and so what they've got, the problem that they have is that there's a number of different agencies that rate, well, how much of these bonds, you know, what's the likelihood of them paying it back? And one of the bond agencies, Moody's, has said, well, Chicago is junk, which makes it so that the interest rates would be very high, you know, probably as much as 8%, maybe 9%. The other agencies have said, well, you're not quite junk yet, which would make it more like 4%, which is still pretty high for municipal borrowing. So the city is now going to New York, and they do a thing called a roadshow where they give a presentation. And the city CFO, you can watch the video of the Chicago bond roadshow.
Do they offer? Is it like when teams bet, when they bet? Different, like, no, we've also, we've got Giordano's Pizza.
Right.
We've got this. We make coffee here. Do we want a sub?
No, it's a lot more dry. But they give a presentation about why Chicago is a good investment and why it's a great place. And actually, there was a report from really the authority on this, Bond Buyer newsletter, which is that investors are not really believing the presentation from Chicago, and that they're not really into the idea that Chicago is such a safe bet. So next Tuesday is when the city starts trying to sell bonds to investors. And if the city can't get the rate that it wants, the likelihood is the cost of all this borrowing money, and they want to borrow over $1 billion. I think it's $1.12 billion. The cost of borrowing will go up very high, and that will mean that the city will be able to need to get more money in order to keep things going.
Let me ask you, Mike. I ask you as a concerned citizen who has read the newspapers and your work for the last 2-3 years, that, you know, even before that, I mean, one of the criticisms of the Daley administration was high risk borrowing and taking money from one area to pay for another.
Right.
And we've got to fix this. We have to reform this. Rahm Emanuel comes in, I'm going to reform this.
Yeah.
Sometimes, I think it was, had a big piece that was like, you know, after 6 years now, Mayor Emanuel, he just continues to do the same thing.
And the accusations from the rating agency that gave them the junk rating, Moody's, is that the city has not done enough in order to really address the cost problems, which essentially is they haven't raised the city has not raised taxes enough. And if you look at the long-term prospect that the mayor's office has released, the taxes are going to have to go up and up and up and up and up in order to keep up with all the costs that they have, a lot. But the ratings agencies are concerned that the city hasn't raised it enough. So
that is just such money talk in the way that a ratings agency is like,
it turns into wallet problems.
Triple the taxes on your taxpayers, and we'll think about investing in
maybe
your
not that much, but you know, a lot, maybe 50% more.
We got to bum us out on the last thing you do. You know, we get
nice
conversation.
Boy,
that
crime reform stuff was such a positive thing.
There's no Trump Russia stories. No kicker story.
No kicker. All I got are bummers. Downer time.
Mike Fouché, always good to see you, man.
All the happy news with the Daily Line. Mike Fouché. Good night, Chicago.
TheDailyLine.net. Mike Fouché joins us on Wednesdays. All right, coming up, we're going to take a break. We come back. Shep Gordon's going to join us. He's the author of They Call Me Supermensch, the backstage pass to the amazing world of film, food, and rock and roll. It also has the documentary.
That'll be good.
It's also a documentary Mike Myers did. It's his directorial debut, Mike Myers from Austin Powers, Saturday Night Live. He did. He produced and directed the documentary on Shep Gordon, who he says is the nicest man he's ever met.
That's going to make me feel better.
So there you go. Shep Gordon coming up after the break here on The Download. Stay with us.